This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Deep fat fryers and sodas could be coming back to Texas school cafeterias. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said today that he'd end a decade-old ban come July 1st. The ban was designed to cut obesity and improve health, but Commissioner Miller argues it hasn't worked. Kids throw food out, they're still obese, and what's more, he says some cafeterias already serve fried foods, and they're allowed to under federal guidelines.
They're prepared in some industrial kitchen, flash frozen, and then sent out to the schools. Wouldn't it be novel if we took a fresh potato and cut it up and fried it right there on site? I think they would actually come more near eating it.
Miller also justifies the move, citing local control.
We're going to let those local school districts have some independence and make some decisions. The meal that's served in Dallas or Highland Park is not necessarily will work in McAllen or Edinburgh. So this one-size-fits-all is not working.
Miller said bringing fryers back is up to each district, and he doesn't expect many will. Fort Worth won't. Dallas School's Nutrition Director Dora Rivas says Dallas won't either.
We had eliminated fryers really more than 10 years ago. We had added additional ovens, and we've gone to more roasted potatoes and non-fried foods on our menu, so we will not be returning back.
Commissioner Miller will also allow schools to offer soft drinks, but not full sugar sodas during school hours. And he wants to create a Fresh Friday to introduce local fruits and vegetables to Texas students. Some schools, like Dallas, already do that. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.